Great waves roll across the miles of open ocean to crash against the shore with a force measuring at times hundreds of pounds per square inch. Surely such a place is unfit for the growth of organisms, yet we find the rocks covered with an abundance of plants and animals. Here is the home of the intertidal algae. They range in size from kelps that may measure many feet in length to microscopic single-celled diatoms. But algae inhabit places other than the ocean. They are also common in ponds, lakes, streams, and rivers. They grow in the soil and on the branches of trees. Algae live in such unusual places as snow, the backs of turtles, and in the hair of tree sloths. Algae that grow in snow have a red color and may become so numerous that they color the snow red or pink. Organisms commonly considered as algae are found in no less than three separate kingdoms. Blue-green algae, or cyanophyta, are prokaryotic organisms and members of the kingdom Monera. Single-celled and colonial algae of the golden algae, the diatoms, the euglenas, and the dinoflagellates are all members of the kingdom Protista. And the common fresh and saltwater algae are members of the green, brown, and red algae that all belong to the kingdom Plantae. This widely diverse group of organisms have features in common that earn them the name of algae. They are all autotrophic. They all contain chlorophyll A and carry on a type of photosynthesis in which oxygen is the byproduct. They reproduce asexually through fragmentation or the formation of spores. And when they reproduce sexually, the egg and sperm are produced by simple structures that are not surrounded by sterile cells. All are relatively simple in structure, lacking complex tissues and organs. Let's start our survey of the algae with the cyanophyta, or blue-green algae. Blue-green algae are single-celled, simple collections of cells, or filaments of cells. The name and color of the blue-green algae comes from the presence of chlorophyll and accessory photosynthetic pigments known as phycobiliproteins. While many cyanophyta are in fact blue-green in color, they may range from black to rusty red. Blue-green algae are prokaryotic organisms like the bacteria. Their cells lack organized nuclei and other membrane-bound cell parts, but do contain parallel rows of membranes. The membranes contain chlorophyll A and carotenoids. The phycobiliproteins are located in granules on the surface of the membranes. Photosynthesis takes place in these membranes. Cell walls in the blue-green algae are similar in composition and structure to bacteria, and quite unlike those of other algae and plants. They contain mucal polysaccharides and pectic substances, but little, if any, cellulose. Like some bacteria, some species of blue-green algae can carry out nitrogen fixation. That is, they can directly use atmospheric nitrogen in making amino acids and proteins. Blue-green algae reproduce only asexually, primarily through cell division. In the filamentous form, such as the common anabina, the file of cells fragments into smaller pieces that each become new filaments. These new filaments grow through cell divisions. At times, under the right conditions, blue-green algae reproduce so prolifically in ponds and lakes that masses of algae cover the surface. This may become quite unpleasant when the cells die and decompose. The kingdom Protista contains several groups of organisms that are usually considered algae. We will discuss the division Euglenophyta, the division Chrysophyta, and the division Pyrophyta. The division Euglenophyta contains only some 450 species, but they are most unusual organisms. Most of the species are single-celled. Some have cells containing chloroplasts, have either rigid or sometimes flexible exteriors, and possess a single flagellum per cell. These species are truly autotrophic. Other species lack chloroplasts, have a flexible exterior, move in a creeping or gliding motion, and ingest food through a gullet. These species are heterotrophic. Still other species may be autotrophic or heterotrophic, depending on the conditions of the environment. Euglena is one of the most intensively studied of algae. The biochemistry of the chloroplast development has been carefully followed. The chloroplasts are known to divide, and they can be destroyed by irradiation and antibiotics without injuring the cell. Chrysophyta is a much larger division than euglenophyta. It is usually divided into two classes, the largest of which is the diatoms, with over 5,500 species. Diatoms live in both fresh and salt water. They are single-celled organisms, surrounded by two overlapping walls composed of silica and cellulose. The silica may make up as much as 95% of the wall. Silica is the main constituent of glass, thus diatoms are essentially surrounded by glass walls, making them very resistant to decay. When diatoms divide, the two halves of the cell separate, each with one of the two daughter nuclei. Each new cell makes a new wall half to complete the cells. The new wall half is always the inner, smaller part of the wall. This results in one half of the new cells being smaller than the original cell, and one half of their progeny being smaller still. Obviously, such loss of size can go on only so long. Size is restored during sexual reproduction. Meiosis occurs, and gametes are formed lacking walls. The fusion of two haploid gametes results in a zygote that increases in size to the maximum cell dimension of the species. The beauty of the walls of the diatom resulted in an unusual art form which was practiced at the turn of the century. Diatoms were collected, cleaned, and the walls carefully arranged in elaborate patterns on microscope slides. The one shown here is a commemorative arrangement made in 1870 for the San Francisco Microscopical Society and incorporates their initials as part of the design. Diatoms make up an important part of the phytoplankton, the population of microscopic plants that float in the upper layers of lakes and oceans. Another important algal group found in the phytoplankton are the dinoflagellates. Dinoflagellates are members of the division Pyrophyta. Many of these are single-celled organisms that have cellulosic walls in the form of sculptured plates cemented together in a definite pattern. The plates are often strikingly ornamented with pores, horns, spines, and wing-like projections. The dinoflagellates contain forms with chlorophyll as well as species that lack chlorophyll. The photosynthetic forms contain chlorophyll A and C, as well as a number of carotenoid pigments that may sometimes make these organisms bright red. Most of the species possess two flagella and are highly motile. One of the more unusual of the heterotrophic dinoflagellates is called Noctiluca, which means night light. In this species, the flagellum has been modified to seize prey, which is mainly diatoms. Noctiluca commonly occurs in the cooler seas, particularly in the late summer and autumn, and gets its name from the fact that it is bioluminescent. As an object passes through the night seas, the water phosphoresces with a greenish light due to the millions of Noctiluca present. The three main divisions of algae all belong to the plant kingdom. They are chlorophyta, or green algae, phaeophyta, or brown algae, and rhodophyta, or red algae. The green algae, or chlorophyta, constitute a highly diverse group of algae. With over 7,000 species, they are the largest of the algal divisions and show a tremendous range in size and shape. Freshwater green algae are single-celled, colonial, filamentous, or rarely leafy. Marine green algae frequently grow to a larger size than freshwater species. All of the green algae are true eukaryotic cells, containing all the standard cell parts. The chloroplasts contain the same pigments, chlorophyll A and B, and carotenoids, as land plants. Green algae show both asexual and sexual reproduction. Asexual reproduction occurs primarily through the formation of zoospores and by fragmentation. Sexual reproduction involves an alternation of generations between haploid and diploid phases. A zoospore is an asexual motile cell. It forms when the protoplasm of an individual cell contracts and develops flagella. The wall then breaks open, and the motile zoospore swims to a place where it can anchor and divide, establishing a new plant. In fragmentation, the cells, particularly in the filamentous forms, simply divide. The filaments break into pieces, and each piece grows into a new filament. To understand sexual reproduction in the green algae, we will look at three different species: the single-celled Chlamydomonas, the filamentous Eidogonium, and the marine green alga Ulva. Chlamydomonas is a common single-celled green alga that grows in ponds and streams. Each cell has a single chloroplast, a single nucleus, the standard cell parts, a cellulosic wall, and two flagella. Gametes are produced by the division of a vegetative cell. Each cell may produce 4, 8, 16, or 32 biflagellate gametes that are similar to but smaller than the original vegetative cell. Two morphologically similar gametes fuse to form a zygote. It is important to realize that although the gametes look alike, two from the same cell will not fuse. This prevents self-fertilization and increases genetic variation in the zygote. The zygote develops a thick wall and can survive severe environmental conditions. When conditions become ripe for germination, the zygote nucleus divides meiotically, producing four haploid nuclei, each of which forms a biflagellate cell to complete the cycle. These cells may divide mitotically to produce more vegetative cells. In Chlamydomonas, the gametes are similar in size and both are motile. In Eidogonium, an extremely common filamentous green alga, the egg is large and immobile, while the sperms are small and motile. One filament, the female, produces eggs similar to the vegetative cells, except that the protoplast is pulled away from the wall and a pore develops in the wall. Sperms are produced on separate male filaments through the repeated mitotic divisions of specialized cells. Each sperm has a ring of short flagella at one end, and when released through the breakdown of the surrounding wall, swims to the egg. A chemical produced by the egg attracts the sperm. A diploid zygote forms and develops a resistant wall. Upon germination, the zygote produces through meiotic division four multiflagellated haploid zoospores, each capable of producing a new filament. In both Chlamydomonas and Eidogonium, the zygote is the only diploid cell. These organisms spend most of their life cycle in the haploid condition. This is not true for the marine green alga, Ulva. In Ulva, the haploid and diploid generations are identical in size and shape. Both consist of a flattened blade only a few cell layers thick and a small holdfast that anchors the blade to rocks. Under the proper conditions, some of the peripheral cells of the blade of haploid plants will divide mitotically to form motile gametes. The smaller male gametes fuse with the female gametes to form the zygote. The zygote divides to form a new diploid plant. When this plant is mature, cells at the edge of the blade undergo meiosis to produce haploid motile cells. These will divide and form a new haploid plant. Thus, in Ulva, we have a case of alternation of generations in which both the haploid and the diploid are equally represented. Ulva grows in the intertidal region, the region between low and high tide. Representatives of the brown and red algae also inhabit the intertidal region. Indeed, these are much more common here than green algae. Brown algae are frequently the most conspicuous plants of the intertidal region. Many are large plants with well-developed holdfasts and stem-like stipes which bear leaf-like blades. They resist drying when the tide is out and they are exposed to air, and they withstand the constant pounding of the waves when the tide is in. A common brown alga of the intertidal region is Fucus, frequently called rockweed. Fucus gets its characteristic color from the accessory pigment fucoxanthin that masks the color of chlorophyll A and C that are also present. Fucoxanthin and other accessory pigments absorb light in wavelengths in which chlorophyll is not particularly effective, and then transfer the energy to chlorophyll. In this way, accessory pigments like fucoxanthin increase the range of colors of light the plant can use for photosynthesis. Water absorbs many of the wavelengths of light normally available for photosynthesis. For some algae, the presence of an accessory pigment can make the difference between survival and death. The plant normally seen in the case of fucus is the diploid generation. The haploid generation is reduced in size down to a single cell. Fucus represents the extreme in reduction in size of the haploid gametophyte generation. The blades of fucus contain small conceptacles in which the eggs and sperm are produced through meiosis from cells in the diploid body. Eggs and sperm are released into the surrounding water, and the biflagellate sperms swim to the large non-motile eggs. One sperm fuses with the egg to form a zygote that sinks to the bottom and adheres to a rock or other suitable substrate. The zygote then divides to produce a new diploid plant. Not all brown algae show such a marked reduction in the gametophytic generation, and many have life cycles similar to ulva. Some of the longest plants known are the kelps, which are also brown algae. These plants, which may be over 30 meters long, inhabit the deeper waters just beyond the intertidal zone. The large plants are sporophytes. The gametophytes are microscopic in size. Also found in the intertidal regions of the world are members of the final group of algae we will cover, the red algae, or rhodophyta. There are a few freshwater red algae, but most of the species are marine. Red algae are red because of the accessory phycobilin pigments. These absorb the shorter blue-green wavelengths of light that penetrate deepest in the water and transfer the absorbed energy to chlorophyll. In general, red phycobilins mask the green chlorophyll, giving the rhodophyta colors that range from black-red to rosy-red. Most species of red algae are filamentous. These may be simple filaments or filaments intertwined into elaborate plant bodies. Many of these larger species are handsome plants, frequently collected and pressed solely for their attractive shape and color. Some are quite good-sized, but none are as large as the bigger brown algae. One of the most distinctive features of the red algae is the complete lack of flagellated cells. All other groups of algae, except the blue-greens, have various types of motile reproductive cells. The red algae have none. Reproduction in the red algae is more complex than in the other algal divisions. Because of this, and because of the uncertain state of our knowledge of reproduction in the red algae, we will not cover it in detail here. We would like to point out some of the unusual features. One which was mentioned earlier was the absence of motile cells. The gametes are all passively carried by water currents. Another unusual feature is that many of the red algae have three alternating generations, usually two diploid and one haploid. In this brief survey of the algal divisions, we have seen a vast array in size, form, and color. We have met organisms that live in the soil, ponds, rivers, lakes, and oceans. Some have been large and others small, but all are interesting and important to the ecosystem and to us. The algae are found in three kingdoms. Yet all the algae share a number of common features.